Listener, if you're hearing this message and everything went well, there was no complications, that means that I am now a father. Now, people that subscribe to the Patreon, please bear with me. This is the easiest way for me to bank this episode, is to include it in both the main feed and the Patreon feed. So I know the patrons will already know this information, but I'm including it here so the main feed subscribers can hear the news as well. Now, with that said, I was a good content creator and I banked a lot of episodes so I wouldn't miss any content released to you guys, the listeners. But I ask you, as now a father, if you might consider joining my Patreon. We have Black Label episodes, we have fireside chats, we even just have random bonus episodes. I do polls that helps handle the direction of the show, and I ask questions all the time. We get to know each other there. I also send out random merch and gifts. So, yeah, that's a thing. Now, before we get into this episode, the other reason why I wanted to create this intro is that this episode involves violence and minors. I know that is a touchy subject for some people, and I totally get it. So, this has a big, bold, flashing, bright banner that says, hey, violence and minors, along with real-world audio. Now, it's not quite as dark as a Black Label, so, you know, don't get too worried, but if you struggle with that, this might be the episode to skip. And there's no judgment here, I totally get it. And I also just want to say this here, I've said it on the Patreon, but going forward, if an episode involves violence with minors or some type of sexual abuse with minors or violence with dogs, you know, pets, whatever. Going forward, I'm going to slap a warning on the front. Anyway, that's it. I won't waste any more of your time. I thank you for listening and keep the fire burning.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
February 1st, 2025, Houston, Texas. At around 1 p.m., a property manager spots two teens entering the Park DeVille apartments. The area of Houston is considered particularly dangerous. It has a crime safety score of F. The stretch of road includes a payday loan business, a rundown self-serve car wash, and you can see the garbage-strewn sidewalks from Google Maps. The property manager calls 911 to report the break-in, and officers are dispatched. Our scene opens in front of a dingy, two-story apartment, cast out against a deep blue sky. Three officers stand on fried, dying grass, along with the property manager and another woman. The property manager unlocks the door. An officer opens the door and announces herself.
He's the police!
The door opens to a rubble-filled apartment. Chunks of drywall and trash litter the floor. A stove is pulled out to the middle of the floor. The top of the stove ripped and pointing upward, almost like a mostly open soup can. Next to that stove sits a yellowed, once white fridge. As the officer takes in her surrounding, she spots a male teenage subject. He stands below a thin window and is pointing a gun at her.
Hey, stay there, don't move. Hey!
Don't move.
Hey, he has a gun.
Don't move.
Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Don't
move.
Hey! No, ya la cerro, la cerro.
The officers scatter, taking various tactical positions. The officer we're with remains closest by, her gun drawn yet standing precariously close to a window, something one of her co-workers warns her of.
I don't.
Get back up.
Hey, we gotta check the back. I'm gonna go to the back. Suspect is like around 20 years old, white male.
White male around 20 years of age. You have a clothing description.
Black t-shirt, and I think he has like a checkered red and black sweater.
Right?
Yes, he has a gun.
The officer, realizing that the back of the apartment complex is the obvious place for the suspects to run, heads that way. She travels through zigzagging cracked sidewalks by a dilapidated wooden fence, and finally to the back of the apartment complex. The ground is filled with leaves. A rusty metallic lawn chair with blue rubber padding lay toppled. Inside the apartment are two teens. One, a female, is a minor at 15 years old. She will go unnamed due to her age. The second, a male, is 17 years old. At 17 years old and having committed a felony, under Texas law, I can report that his name is Alexi Martinez. The officers don't know it, but both teenagers have warrants for previous break-ins and are desperate to escape. Back to our officer, she stands vigil at the back of the complex, waiting for one or both of the teens to make their move. That's when she hears a window breaking.
I think he's coming through the back. They broke a window. Here's the police! He's breaking a back window. You better stay inside the damn apartment!
The officer travels through the garbage-strewn back alley of the apartment, trash cans tilted over, with their contents spilled out. Old plastic gallons of paint, gray and covered with dirt, torn, sun-faded rags that may have once been clothes. She spots Martinez. He's standing in the window, and he's pointing a gun at her from inside. The officer and the teens exchange gunfire.
Hey, get back inside! Don't! Shots fired.
You get it?
You better not fucking come out! I'll fucking shoot you! Stay in there! Come out with your hands up! If you're gonna come out with your hands up!
Listener, Even the smallest step forward can make a big difference for your financial future. When you open a Chime checking account, you're one step closer to a better financial future. In my personal experience, I love that Chime has no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. You heard that right. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe. When you set up qualifying direct deposits with Chime, just set up qualifying direct deposits, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to $200 when you exceed your balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. Get MyPay when you set up qualifying direct deposits of $200 or more. Get your pay any day. Free transfers within 24 hours or $2 fee applies to get funds instantly. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. MyPay eligibility requirements apply. Credit limits range $20 to $500. $2 fee applies to get funds instantly. Chime checking account required. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Martinez screams at the officer, "Are you going to shoot kids?" What I assume is an attempt to appeal to her empathy. Easier said than done when the two have been firing rounds at each other behind a decrepit apartment complex. The only thing that kept the officer alive is her use of cover. She expertly dodges gunfire while leaning around the rotting fence to fire off her own rounds. Any one of the shots you heard could have killed her. In a mix-up of priorities, the officer screams back at the teen to stay in the apartment before remembering her duty and telling him to come out with his hands up.
"You better not fucking come out! I'll fucking shoot you! Stay in there! Come out with your hands up! If you're gonna come out with your hands up!"
I'm sure much can be made out of this mistake, but when adrenaline is pumping, I imagine it can be easy to slip into survival mode. Martinez fires off another shot and then shouts, "This is my gun! You know how to deal with a gun, you dirty bitch!" The two parties then take time to reload before the gunfire resumes.
They're loading.
"I advise you continue to fire from the apartment. He's in the back of the apartment." "Okay, let's get swap for barricaded suspect."
"Hey, right here. I think the female was in the AC."
Over the radio, someone reports to dispatch that the teens are still firing their guns in the back of the apartment complex. They request a SWAT team. Our officer is greeted by another officer after what felt like an eternity spent alone in that desolate place. She tells him that she thinks the 15-year-old is behind a large AC unit towards the wooden gate that exits the back of the apartments.
"Hey, right here.
I think the female was in the AC.
Martinez then claims that he's done shooting, essentially waving a white flag. But if you know Obscura, things are about to get hairy. We cut to another officer. He stands on the other side of the apartment. He's watching the wooden gate. Some civilians walk by, completely confused, and the officer tells them to get lost. Seeing his gun drawn, they run for it. Just then, the officer spots Martinez. He's jumping and climbing the fence. In his hand is the gun. From this angle, he can hear his fellow officer fire her gun at Martinez.
Be advised, you continue to fire from the apartment. He's in the back of the apartment.
He's in the back of the apartment. Let's get him off. Prepare to get his house, babe.
Get the fuck out of here! Don't you move, motherfucker! Don't move! Stay down, motherfucker! Everybody started. I shots fired. I got one. Gotta get the ambulance rolling this way. I hit him. Stay out! Get out, motherfucker!
We cut back to the female officer to hear how things went down. Martinez jumps onto the fence, still waving his gun, when the officer points her gun and fires once into his abdomen.
Hands up! Hands up! Both hands! Both hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Don't make me shoot you! I don't want to shoot you!
Alright!
Fall down! Drop yourself in the floor! Drop yourself in the floor! I'm gonna shoot you!
All right.
Let me see your hands.
Let me get down.
You better not fucking come out with the gun. I will fucking shoot you. Get down. And turn around and go look.
1337.
Stay there.
Almost there.
Hey, stay there. Don't fucking move. I'll fucking shoot you.
No.
Come here.
No.
Come here. Don't move. No. Don't fucking move. You get shot.
No.
Don't fucking move. Don't fucking move. Come here. Move. Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Hey, it's an ambulance. One has been shot. Get on the fucking floor! I'll fucking shoot you again! Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the floor, dude! Get on the fucking floor! I don't have long you have a gun! Get on the floor! Get on the floor now! Get on the floor! Fucking walk over here! Don't fucking grab the gun because I'll fucking shoot you! Walk over here! Get up! Hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Hey, don't fucking move! Hey, don't fucking grab the gun! Hurry up! Go! Come here! Get over here! Get over here! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Put your hands behind your back! Put your hands behind your back! Hands behind your back! Hands behind your back! We have two in handcuffs, two in handcuffs. One has been shot in the face. Hey, we got two over here, Hambo. We got two. We got two.
Where is the ambulance coming?
Who else is with you? Who else is in there?
Nobody.
Nobody does that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rosendo.
Why did you do that, dude?
What did you do?
Sit. Go. Let's go to the front. Come on, so we can get your help. I know it hurts. I can imagine. We were just going to tell you to get out. Why did you start shooting?
Hey, don't fucking move. Hey, don't fucking grab the gun. Hurry up, go. Come here. Get over here.
Get back.
Get down.
Get on the ground.
Get down.
Put your hands behind your back. One has been shot in the face.
Come back.
We have two. Hey, how are you blind?
Oh, where is the ambulance coming?
Who else is with you? Who else is in there?
Nobody does that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, stand up.
Why did you do that, dude?
Come on, get up.
Go, let's go to the front. Come on, so we can get your help. I know it hurts.
Fat is coming. He got that injury in his face. That's it. We haven't checked inside yet.
Where?
The back apartment. We haven't checked it yet.
The female juvenile was treated for cuts. Alexi Martinez was transported to the hospital and charged with aggravated assault. He remains in the hospital currently, and his condition is unknown. All officers involved in the shooting were placed on standard leave, pending an investigation.